Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. It's an honor to be here this morning, so I very much appreciate the invitation. My name is Nathan Kaufman. I'm an economist and Omaha branch executive with the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, a regional reserve bank that has long devoted significant attention to U.S. agriculture. In my role, I lead several efforts to track the agricultural and rural economy, including a regional agricultural credit survey and the Federal Reserve System's Agricultural Finance Data Book, which is a national survey of agricultural lending activity at commercial banks. Our bank remains committed to including perspectives from rural America and discussions on the national economy, and I'm here to share with you this morning recent developments in the U.S. farm sector. My comments will largely focus on the current environment in agricultural credit markets and farm finances. Before I begin, let me emphasize that my statement represents my view only and is not necessarily that of the Federal Reserve System or any of its representatives. The outlook for the U.S. farm economy remains subdued, and financial stress has increased modestly for many producers over the past year. Following several years of historically high farm income prior to 2014, which was primarily driven by strong demand for agricultural products and high commodity prices, farm income has dropped significantly and is expected to remain low in the near future. The low price of major agricultural commodities has remained a primary driver of the weakness in U.S. farm income, despite some reduction in farm production expenses. Put simply, the downturn in the agricultural economy appears to be continuing into a fourth consecutive year. According to our bank's quarterly survey, farm income has declined from previous year levels in every quarter since mid-2013. Surveys conducted by other regional Federal Reserve banks have shown a similar trend of declining farm income, reduced cash flow, and weakening agricultural credit conditions. The prolonged downturn in the U.S. agricultural economy has led to gradual but steady increases in financial stress among agricultural borrowers. Our data show that working capital has decreased modestly each of the past 3 years, and the rate at which farm loans are repaid has declined in every quarter since mid-2013. Alongside reduced cash flow and depletion of working capital, demand for farm loans has increased, particularly for short-term operating loans. The Federal Reserve's Agricultural Finance Data Book, included with my written testimony, shows that nearly 60% of new farm loans originated at commercial banks are used to finance operating expenses. Moreover, data from commercial banks and the Farm Credit System both show steady increases in outstanding farm debt in each of the past 4 years, which, to reiterate, has been a period of declining farm income. Recent data from commercial banks suggests the pace of debt accumulation may be slowing. However, the debt-to-asset ratio in the farm sector, which is a key measure of the financial health of farm borrowers, has increased modestly in each of the past 4 years, according to USDA, and is projected to increase further in 2017. A steady decline in farmland values has also contributed to a gradual increase in financial stress and a higher debt-to-asset ratio. Regional Federal Reserve surveys show that the average value of high-quality cropland has declined by 10 to 20% since 2013 in states with a high concentration of crop production. Although the downturn in the farm economy has persisted, some indicators are more positive. Strong crop yields in 2016 led to stronger cash flow last year than what was initially anticipated, and cash income is projected to remain steady in 2017. Moreover, the debt-to-asset ratio of the farm sector, while rising, is still historically low, and the persistent decline in farmland values has, in fact, been quite modest thus far. The relative strength in farmland values has likely shielded the farm economy from potentially more severe financial stress, since farmland accounts for more than 80% of the value of farm sector assets and is an important source of collateral for other farm loans. The strength in land values has given agricultural lenders some opportunities to work with borrowers by restructuring loans and requesting additional collateral in response to heightened risk in their loan portfolios. To briefly summarize, agricultural credit conditions have weakened somewhat over the past year, and financial stress in the U.S. farm sector appears to have increased modestly as commodity prices and farm income have remained low. However, a farm crisis on the scale of the 1980s still does not appear imminent, as farm loan delinquency rates remain low and credit availability has generally remained strong. But if farm income remains persistently low, if farmland values continue to decline, and if debt continues to rise, all of which have been trends in recent years, it is possible that key indicators of financial stress, such as debt-to-asset ratios, could rise to levels similar to the 1980s over a longer time horizon. This concludes my formal remarks, and I'd be happy to take questions at the appropriate time.